This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 27 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, they'd been sent to Ishagar to investigate the disappearance of a vanguard platoon. Having arrived in the ruins of the old city, the party finds themselves escorted through the ruins by the ghostly soldiers that dwell in Magnus's scarf.
As you guys get out of the ruins, a new smell is introduced to the smell of rotten eggs and sea salt.
Oh no.
That of just wet, saturated earth.
Okay. This is vaguely familiar.
I mean, I know why people live here, but why do people live here?
Because the fishing's good.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't realise you were there.
This old man is in a wood rocking chair with a fishing rod.
Ah. Just outside the ruins.
Just outside
the ruins. Oh, it's where the fishing's the best. Oh, you wouldn't... I apologise, sir. You wouldn't happen to know we're here investigating a disappearance. The vanguard that were here before us and shows off her tuna. They've gone missing and we haven't heard from them in a little while. Have you seen anybody around with clothes like this?
I ain't seen no one. Okay. I'm blind.
Oh, okay.
How do we find the local guard station, please, sir?
Find the guard.
Fair enough.
Wherever they are.
The guard, singular? Just one of them?
Yeah, just the one.
Oh, well,
fair enough.
This is a very small town.
None of them want to seem to live out here.
Yeah, I wonder why. Anyway.
It's a lovely place. Great fishing.
I'm sure there's...
Yeah, why are you guys complaining?
Anyway, we'll leave you
there. Barely notice the smell.
Sure, whatever you say, old man. Have fun with the fish. I'm gonna not be here.
I will. Ooh. It pulls it. There's this rather decent-sized catfish that he just pulls up.
Yeah,
he grabs it, feels it, and stabs himself in one of the whiskers. Ooh, it's a prickly one.
Anyway, have fun with that.
Are there a lot of unique characters in your town there, Magnus?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you've seen the place.
I'm seeing it.
And you've smelled the place.
I'm smelling it.
Meaning, absolutely no offense, Tanwyn. Do you consider yourself a normal person?
Oh, no. My town has got a whole bunch of different kind of weirdos. But
what's left of them?
What's left of them?
Sorry, is that true, sir?
No, I mean, you're the reason any of them survived, so it's fine. But, you know.
Lore.
Shame. Anyway.
I spent most of my life in a library, man.
I know, yeah. A life of luxury and et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been in the rooms at the Sanctorum. They have heated baths.
Those are the fancy statesman rooms. I lived in a dormitory.
And yet you still were not surprised by the heated baths, which means you've had one before. Now that's fancy to me. He's speechless.
Look, I might have snuck in once because I heard about the baths.
And oh, they were worth it.
Yes, of course.
I can't be thinking about taking a nice hot bath in the set.
Amadeus has a weird rebellious streak that involves just sneaking into places to experience the best comforts.
Yes.
I mean, who wouldn't? I agree with him.
Anyway, I go in search of the lone guardsman.
Yeah, so how far away are we from the town?
The town, weirdly enough, more or less comes right up to the broken down walls.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
There's just immediately after you guys get out, there's 5-6 meters and then boardwalk.
I guess that's a way to do it. They said don't go in the ruins. They didn't say don't go near the ruins, I suppose.
True. You know, exact wording is...
Magnus, is any of this familiar to you? Because you said a lot of the buildings have been moved. Do you think you could guide us to where the... Well, Armadeus wants to go and find a guard for some reason.
Like the local vanguard?
The local peacekeeper, though. Everybody just calls him Sheriff Tom.
Sheriff Tom.
He's probably the one to ask about the vanguards because they probably were checking in with him while they were here.
Yes, and Sheriff Tom's not his name. That's just what they call every single peacekeeper that gets assigned. And it is always just a single peacekeeper.
This Sheriff Tom is a Goliath woman.
I'm joking. So yes, I go in search of... Did you say Sheriff Tom?
Sheriff Tom.
Sheriff Tom.
Okay.
Overworked, underpaid.
Invisible, apparently. We can't find him anywhere. Is there anybody... No. who this man is. Where he is. Is he on his off day? Where is this guy? Maybe we should just go into a pub instead. I've got some money burning a hole in my pocket.
Oh, God. Give me an investigation check to try and find the locations you were trying to find.
Oi! 16.
Nice.
Yeah, no. Magnus has no idea.
Magnus is just like, everything has changed.
He's all turned around from all the new buildings.
He keeps trying to walk on the mud path. It's water now.
It's basically like returning home, only to find...
Everything's moved 1 meter.
Yeah, it's like, all of the shops have changed. I'm going to go back to that awesome diner that I used to like. Why is it a cafe now?
Okay, you had some swamp potatoes before. Now, the place on the corner, it's a beauty salon.
18.
The pub and the peacekeeper's office are right next to each other.
Nice.
They're not one and the same, are they?
No.
You knock off at the end of the day, you go right into the pub. There's a door between the two?
They are the same building.
Yeah.
They are joined, but they are separate.
Nice.
And you were right about Sheriff Tom being a woman, but you got the race. As you see this, if they were human, they would look mid to late 20s, but they aren't. They have distinctly sea green, sea bluish skin, finned ears, these strange eyes that like nothing you've seen before, because I doubt any of you in character know what a cuttlefish is. And you're coming face to face with a triton.
Triton.
Ah. Hello.
Right, now, what's Three Durnia doing in Ishigar?
Well,
might have something to do with the disappearing Vanguard, but...
Right, no, that tracks.
And the annual zombie...
Well, that's why the Vanguard were here. What? Right, the Vanguard's disappeared. Right, yes. And
So, our boss got concerned because the...
Vanguard's disappeared.
Disappeared, and we're sure it's not. They probably just got lost. But you know how it is. They don't report in after a couple of days. They're in the swamps.
People seem to think swamps just eat people or is like some sort of hillscape. It's fine.
Look, they probably just got lost. All we need to do is make sure they're fine, get a report out of them that we can take back home to the hold.
Fair enough.
And then we're out of everybody's hair. And I'm pretty sure our boss was just willing to get us out of her hair for 5 minutes because...
Okay, so...
Right, so, are you three troublemakers?
No.
I've never made a trouble in my life, my dear. Now, everybody in this town seems to be calling you Sheriff Tom, but I come to understand that that's not your real name.
No, it's Marjorie.
Well, it is a pleasure to meet you, Marjorie. You are a sight for sore eyes and no mistake.
Marjorie Cuddle.
Marjorie Cuddle.
Yeah, Cuddle.
Cuddle.
TT, not DD.
Aye, just as I said, Marjorie Cuddle.
Right, now she's mocking my accent.
No, it's just mine.
Fair enough.
So...
And Amadeus is like, what about a call A, what about a call B?
When's the last time that this Vanguard squad was checked in with you?
Right, well, that would be...
The fact that you need to think about it is concerning.
To be perfectly honest, days kind of blend together here. Not a lot happens.
I get that feeling. For very different reasons.
Would you say more or less than a week?
Oh, far less than a week.
Oy.
4, 5 days?
4 days.
Which is, now that I say it out loud, not much less than a week.
Hey, it's still less. It's a good start for us, anyway. Ever since they went into the swamps, you haven't heard anything. You haven't seen any flares, no screams in the night.
Screams in the night, we hear those all the time.
Oh, okay, so just nothing unusual about the screams in the night?
No.
Okay.
Screams during the day, however.
Oh, screams during the day?
Yeah, that's a problem for me to sort out, and y'all have nothing to worry about there.
Okay, no problem. No, the Vanguard were here to investigate the zombies. What direction did they go in when they went into the swamp?
Oh, right, if I recall correctly, they headed off west first, because I swear, any time zombies are sighted, it's always the west side folks that are calling zombies. I think that might have something to do with the fact that they keep eating the blue caps.
I've heard tales of those.
Blue caps are a type of hallucinogenic mushroom.
You know, Magnus...
Good trip, though.
Oh, Magnus is very good at picking out mushrooms. So keep your eye out, and maybe we'll have some fun after our...
blue caps?
Well, you know, maybe we can have...
I would very much appreciate that Three Durnia do not go tripping their way through...
Not on the job. Is there anything else that's been happening in the swamps in the past 4 or 5 days?
Well, we've had a few of the ruined ghosts come wandering out of the walls, which is a first.
Really? Never
out
before?
Yeah.
Anyone get got?
No, they're just looking for something, I think.
Were they going some direction in particular?
No, they're kind of just... just gone all over the place. One of them went straight off the cliff.
Oh.
But, you know, they float, so kind of walked out off into the air.
Huh.
Not sure what that was about.
Mm, interesting. Well,
you got to take your kicks when you can get them when you're a ghost, I suppose.
Another thing is, again, I'm fairly certain it's just them West Side folks noshing on blue caps, but they swear there's been a man walking on the water up there. It might also be some sorcerer or wizard who's figured out how to cast water walk. That's not unheard of around here, but it would be rare. It might also be a smuggler or a child of a smuggler who's found a stash of scrolls.
Well, anything that's unusual is always good to know.
Right.
All right, so ghosts.
Ghosts walking out of the ruins. Man walking on the water.
Screams during the day. I know it's probably a you thing, but it's always good to keep that in mind.
Some people have been reporting hearing screams during the day. It startled a few of the cliffside folks. One poor fellow full-on jumped to his death out of fright.
Oh.
What direction is the screaming coming from?
In the swamps, if I'm tracking it, understanding it correctly, but it could... The wind around here is, well, wind.
Human screams? Inhuman screams?
They just tell me screams. Y'all folk, they're not that good at describing it.
Fair enough. I didn't think it was going to be a conclusive answer, but I...
If I were to hazard a guess, it's a bunch of jackass kids playing pranks.
Probably.
Nothing at all about them.
As my friend said, it never hurts to keep everything in mind while we're investigating.
I knew he'd come around to us eventually, Magnus. Did you hear that? He just called me his friend.
Aww.
Aww. Marjorie, you wouldn't get this, but this is a big moment for old Amadeus. It's a proud day.
You don't seem all that old.
Oy. And she's ruffling his hair and like shaking his by his shoulders, and it's just a string bean, so he's just getting shook around. We're friends now.
Yes.
Hey.
Okay, let's...
Right.
So does the tavern have rooms available?
Should do. It's, well, I don't know why it has rooms, as we don't really have... No, it's the archaeologists. When they decide to come by, that's why it has rooms.
Did the Vanguard board rent rooms?
No, actually. They
just went right on in?
Yeah.
Oh.
Brought a bunch of tents and sleeping bags and stuff, and...
Is that unusual? Usual?
50-50.
Okay, fair enough.
I suppose we should head in right on after them.
It really depends on how much of a hard-ass the platoon leader is.
You know, that's fine.
We are 5 days behind, but I was hoping to maybe check out the room, see if they'd left any clues behind.
Well, that's why I asked whether they'd rent
it. Yeah, that's true.
That's it.
Is there anywhere the way they hung out before leaving, or just straight on in?
They just came in, announced their presence, and ran off in the direction that reports were coming in. They seemed in a hurry.
Sounds like the Vanguard to me.
So they brought the tents and stuff here, did they?
Right, and they carried them off with...
Cool. No, I might pay a quick visit to the general store just to see if...
Shopping episode?
We do need to get some more food supplies because we're at Vanguard's hold so briefly we didn't really get...
We need to save money, so we've got to haggle for every single item.
No!
And we've got to ask the DM if every single item is magical and if
right,
we can
I
get
take
a
it y'all
sword.
Wanting to get food and stuff.
Food and supplies and see if the camping store, general store...
Kind of both. You probably want a pontoon as well.
Yes, no.
No, hold on. What is a pontoon?
Like a big...
A floaty boy.
Yeah, a floaty boy.
Like a big flat raft type thing that you
haul.
It's how most folk that don't live in bridged area move around there.
Oh, I've never heard of one.
What? Well, I don't imagine you inland folks have.
No.
Yeah.
What reason would you have for a pontoon in the inland?
Exactly. We've got a river and a boat. That's good enough.
A little boat. Think of it like that.
Oh, cool.
All right.
I would like to learn how to drive one of those. That sounds like fun.
You get a big stick, you push it around.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yes.
Tenwin's just poling in a circle.
Whee!
So we go visit the store to acquire things. And
the guy at the store is like the classic, like, old graybeard fisherman.
Hell yeah.
Like, the man stinks to high heaven of fish guts.
Does he yell?
Right, now what's bringing y'all folks in here for? Like, the man has, like, wild, crazy ass.
He's not constantly talking about a whale that cost him.
No. Oh, God.
Whales can't get here. They can't jump that high.
First of all, and I'm sorry, but as I cast prestidigitation on him,
it does not work.
Oh, God. I believe we should live.
Oh, God. What?
You can't get rid of that fish smell so easily, bub.
He's a city boy, please.
I think we should let Magnus take the reins on this one. Will we stand further or back? Further back.
Magnus
further
is like, wait, what's the bad smell?
Oh,
right, Maggie boy. It's been a while. You go. Oh, you know this guy. This guy is Nigel.
Yeah.
Nigel?
Oh, Nigel.
Old man Nigel.
Yeah. What was Magnus's relationship with Nigel?
He was the storekeeper.
Okay.
He was also, to the local kids, the old crazy man.
Yeah. Magnus has probably, like, thrown a stone at his door and run away at some point.
Yeah. He was the old crazy man. He was also the local storyteller.
Yeah.
Because, again, crazy man, just the way he affected everything, the local kids just loved how he talked. So listen to his stories. You probably would have bought stuff off of him often.
So Magnus is mostly familiar with the layout of the store. He's like, oh, you expanded the...
Yeah, money came in and blah, blah, but some did and more stuff.
Money from where?
Drugs.
Okay.
I lied. Fish. Some wacko brought in some, I don't know what it was, some weird Tenley booger and got me to butcher it up for him and paid me a handsome penny for it and scarved off elsewhere.
Nice. Magnus is going to grab up, just arrange for a pontoon, get a bunch of supplies, probably go a little bit too heavy on the swamp potatoes.
Yeah.
He's missed them.
Yeah, he's missed them. Magnus is thinking, okay, what we'll keep in the swamp? Well, swamp potatoes we'll keep.
There's also a lot of mostly cured fish.
Yeah, and Magnus is going to select the ones that he remembers enjoying as a kid, not really factoring in, oh, these ones absolutely reek.
Yeah.
Just like the ones that are cured by being buried in swamp water for a week before pulling up. But they've got this like really powerful umami kind of flavor going on. You spread it on bread.
Yeah.
While he's doing that, it's like, the vanguards that came through, did they...
Are you pulling this out from the door?
Yeah, vanguard that came through, were they acting weirdly at all when they were buying stuff?
They were being speedy buggers there.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all silly folk. Yeah, you are silly folk. City folk tend to be quick. They don't like the smell, but they were seemed in a right hurry.
Yeah.
Did any of those vanguards say anything while they were here about why they were moving so quickly or nothing?
I think I heard one of them say this place sucks.
Hey, no grand conspiracy in why they were moving
sounds
so
like
fast
they
then,
ass.
I suppose.
If they were, I didn't hear it and didn't understand it. They were speaking some gobbledygook.
Aye, okay.
Is it normal for them to be speaking?
If there's a lot of them that are of one particular race, it's not unheard of.
Elves on deployment, then they'll...
Elves on patrol.
Yeah, like, they tried not to do mono-race platoons for that exact reason, because there's been a bad track record of them becoming a little...
Insular.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if everybody in your group learns the same language.
Yeah.
If anybody in the same group learns the same language, then you can be insular and weird anyway.
Yeah, they can't stop that. And that
so everybody learns Gnomish and then they're just gossiping in Gnomish.
That is actually fairly common. So you imagine that's what happened. You're not sure what language. It could be anything.
I mean, we're pretty much a mono group ourselves, so.
We can all only speak common to each other, so.
Right. I want one of my pontoons, right?
Yes.
Yeah, luxury one.
Luxury, he says.
Well, one that's not falling apart.
I know what you mean.
And Magnus is going to heinously overpay. Magnus is just going to pay with a platinum coin.
Oh, he's fancy now. He's got a big fancy job.
Fancy city boy.
He's a fancy city boy with a fancy city boy job.
Right, see, how do I get to your line of work?
Don't.
There has to be something incredibly traumatic happened to you. So I would,
well,
like...
I'm missing my hand, and he raises up his wicked hook that replaces his hand.
Oh, how did that happen?
I fish bit my hand off.
No, that won't do it, unfortunately.
But it was a real big fish. I got her, though. I got it her myself.
What's this fish's name, Moby Dick?
No.
Ah.
I called her Patricia.
I need to leave this building right now. Magnus, wait, the pontoon? Are we going?
Yeah, we'll just grab one from out back.
Oh, okay. Normal. Okay, fantastic.
Just bring him back. You know the rules.
Oh,
if you break it, you gotta pay me even more.
Oh, it's a rental.
It's a rental. Probably not worth as much as platinum coin, though.
That's fair. It's yours.
Yay!
Magnus is gonna very deliberately choose the second best pontoon.
They're all pretty even.
The one that has all the knots tied.
Old man Nigel is potentially deranged, yes, and smells to high heaven of dead fish. But the store is clean, surprisingly.
Yeah. He's been in business this long. Yeah.
The stuff he has is good. Like, yes, some of the pontoons... The ropes are a little frayed, but they're not. Apparently, Nigel doesn't deem them afraid enough to be replaced just
well,
yet.
Well, if they're rentals and they sink in the swamp, then he doesn't get his boat back, so...
Yeah.
Can we start using the pontoon from here? Is there kind of...
On the side with the pontoons, there is a push-off area that goes out into semi-open water.
Cool. Tanwin's going to give it a go.
Give me an athletics check.
Athletics?
I will slap her for guidance.
Add a d4 to it.
Yeah. That's better than what I thought, which I thought you were going to say, do you have proficiency in
water vehicles?
Water vehicles. And I would say, no.
No, pontoons are simple enough that I'm not require water vehicle proficiency.
That is a 23 plus 8.
31.
31. Tanwin picks this up quickly.
Yeah, not only is it pretty straightforward. It's put stick in the water, hit the ground, push off.
Crazy Nigel.
Yeah, boy.
Do you sell banjos?
I do.
I'd like a banjo, please.
Well, considering the platinum y'all have given me so far, I suppose you can just take banjo.
Thank you kindly. Amadeus may or may not have proficiency in guitar, and when in Rome...
Excellent. Now all we need is Magnus singing a little ditty, and we've got ourselves a traveling band.
As Tanwin starts setting us down, I'll just start plucking away at the banjo.
Oh, yeah.
Magnus is going to start teaching you local Ishigar tunes, because people don't have much time to do stuff in Ishigar, so they just come up and sing shanty type songs. No, we go right at this mangrove, not left.
Alright, I trust you. You're the one who knows anything about these swamps.
Tanwin, stop polling. Yep, okay.
Okay, I'm really good at this though. I feel fantastic with the pole in my hand.
It's not like a push-pull kind of thing, you just let it flow.
Oh, okay, I got it.
You just kind of let it flow. You're putting a bit too much weight into it.
This is all getting cut, huh? So, west into the swamps, it wasn't just that the vanguard went missing there, but this was also where the ghosts were walking out of, and also where the man was seen walking on water, correct?
Supposedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Sheriff Tom, who is not Sheriff Tom, who was in fact a Trident woman named Marjorie, was sure that everybody was on drugs, but still had people say that before, and then it turns out it's some insanity that we have to deal with.
Look, it's probably trolls again.
Yeah, she's just like, it could be something. It could be drugs.
Isn't that just a normal night in any town?
Amadeus, can you do anything about these mosquitoes?
Unfortunately, no. Prestidigitation does not cover mosquitoes.
Oh, that is a shame.
Fire spell.
Some sort of...
Imagine hellish rebuking a mosquito. I curse you with hellfire!
Basically, the most spiteful action you can take.
Medial swarm.
The hilarious thing is...
You can do that.
The hilarious thing being that if I cast a spell, either does radiant damage or fire damage, I add my charisma bonus to at least one of those.
Damn.
So, that's spicy.
Extra spiteful on that.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Hellish Rebuke is going to be even more spicy than it already is.
I'm not sure how far into the swamps we're supposed to go.
We didn't really get any indication of distance.
No. How far do people normally travel into these swamps?
The swamps are huge.
Yeah, it depends. Most people just stick to the edges, but like the mushroom hunters... And the swamp potato forgers will go pretty deep.
As will fishermen and alligator hunters.
And certain smugglers, depending on where their stashes are, probably also do that.
Yep. Mm. Lots of wealth out in them there woods.
Could you also give me just a quick history check, Magnus?
Ooh.
That is 15. I think it's just straight 15. I think charisma's my dump stat. Mm. Yeah, straight 15.
Yes, you make history checks with charisma.
No, I was saying if it was charisma, it'd be minus one.
Oh, okay. Right. The other thing to note of things that are out here, there's Old Man Montgomery's fishing hut, which is rumored to be haunted locations that the kids always talked about. It was one of those things that people were just like, oh, I dare you to go out there.
Yeah.
Nobody ever did because, you know, most children didn't actually have access to the pontoon to go out that far, nor were brave enough to venture out a couple of kilometres to get there.
Yeah, and I imagine if you live in a town that has actual real mess you up ghosts right next door, like ghost stories hit a little different.
Yeah, the other thing that you might find out this way is the pontoon boys.
Oh,
damn their pontoon boys with a Confederate flag on their pontoon doing jump.
The pontoon boys are a gang of local teenagers that will kick you out once you turn 20. They are strictly teenagers.
Peter Pan TNS.
Yeah, basically. They're just a bunch of teenage assholes who come out here and just like tipping people off their pontoons and or robbing them.
But Magnus is going to relay both of these to Tenwin and Amadeus. Fun anecdotes.
So we'll potentially have to slap some idiot teenagers upside the head.
I suppose we could best keep an eye out for them. When you were in the pontoon, boys, because I'm assuming you were you sneaking around, kind of swimming around to tip the pontoons over? Or were you kind of standing on the sides? Or what do we have to look out for?
We'd wait till people were focused and then we'd go in and flipping them, rip them.
Definitely wasn't swimming. Swimming was highly discouraged.
But Magnus hasn't spent too much time with the pontoon boys because he left Ishigar pretty shortly after becoming a teenager.
I imagine that Ishigar's full of people who used to be in the pontoon boys and they're like, hey, I was one of you 3 years ago. Don't do it. Like, see you.
Like idiot teenagers are like, but you're not anymore.
Yeah, basically the pontoon boys run around the swamps in their own pontoons and with specialized poles that have these wide flat bits on the end to just shove people off.
Man catchers.
Little hooligans. I guess I'll keep an eye out for any kind of, I don't know, any kind of evidence that other pontoons have gone through this area.
Yeah.
Like broken branches or disturbed.
I'm going to call this stuff a survival check.
Excellent. I'm okay at those.
Yeah. You're a survivor.
Our paladin acts like a ranger half the time.
That's true. And that's very true in this instance when I got a 20.
Nice.
Woo!
So, yeah, there's definitely evidence of people coming this way. On some of the trees that you guys are going past, there is fresh-ish scratches into the trees, like way markers to... They are of a familiar pattern to you guys. They're like general procedure. Maybe not general procedure, but...
Given that we share a hold with the Vanguard, probably pick up at least some of their procedures through our own training to become Durnia, because I'm assuming there's a decent amount of like cross training that's involved.
Yeah.
And because we've also picked up a bunch of their stuff via osmosis.
Technically, this is
wilderness procedure.
Speaking of labyrinths, you've reminded me the labyrinth item that my patron gave me.
Yeah, you still have that.
Cool.
You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm.
They're kind of like diamonds separated into four sections with bits filled in to form arrows to point which way they went.
Yeah, so up left.
And with that 20, are able to follow the path that they were taking.
Follow that trail.
Wonderful. I'll ask Magnus to keep an eye out for the pontoon boys, especially. And I will just continue pulling on through the swamp. Somehow a reed is in Tanwin's mouth. And it almost looks like she's got a big wide-brimmed hat.
Yeah.
And she starts humming some sort of folksy tune that you've never
Magnus
heard
is
before.
Gonna lean over to Amadeus and ask, should we tell her that one's mildly poisonous?
No.
I'm a paladin. It's fine.
Could I get, if Magnus is following Tanwin's suggestion, can I get a perception check from
him?
Yeah. You will have the d4 to add to this. Because you're back.
So that's only 20.
Okay.
Hard down. Unfortunately, I was looking for 21. As you hear out from behind some of the vines that grow off of the trees that grow in the swamps here, it's just like, well, looky here, boys. We got ourselves some shaddies.
Oh, no.
As very rapidly, you guys are surrounded by four pontoons.
Gentlemen, ladies, may I suggest... Not today.
The boys all kind of look between each other. Wait, who's the lady around here?
I don't know. How about you? You're the lady.
It could be...
Thank you for volunteering.
We could make some.
It could be any one of you, the way that this day's going, if you test me.
So, move along, boys. And you, I'll point at the guy that's talking.
Wow. Now, why would we do that? You're all a bunch of shots. We gotta make you a bit filthy first. She especially shoddy.
Amadeus will crack his hands. All right. How about we do that to you instead?
Non-lethal only, Amadeus. They're just civilians after all.
I don't have non-lethal magic.
At the mention of magic, can I get... What is your intimidation modifier?
My intimidation modifier is +5 because it's my base charisma.
Well, now, we didn't know y'all shiners were magic peoples.
Good. Now you do. You can see why we're asking you very nicely to move along.
One of the other. Joseph, what? Told you don't go after them Chinese. Them Chinese like the other ones.
Other ones, you said?
No, hold on just a moment there, my lad. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about those other ones?
Yeah, the green Chinese.
The green Chinese.
Yeah, vanguards are typically in green surcoats.
Yes. Tell us about the green Chinese. Where were they going and what were they doing?
And how long ago did you see them?
We don't talk to cops. Split boys.
Good thing we're not cops then, is it?
All Chinese cops.
Really not. We're just a concerned third party.
The thing is, Armadeus, that is what they all say. And then it turns out that they are, in fact, you know, kind of cops.
She gets it. Split boys. Just as quickly as they all appeared, they disappeared. Like, it is strange that four pontoons just vanish into the surroundings.
None that you recognize then, Magnus?
I've been gone for over 18 years. They were fetuses.
Or less.
Dreams in their parents' hearts.
They were a twinkle in the fisherman's eye.
Aye, that does make sense and all. You know, next time we come across a bundle of those pontoon boys, actually, we could do it right now if you like. Isn't your spell that cleans stuff up also able to dirty things up as well?
Yeah, technically.
Well, you could just make us all not shiny. It might make them trust us more.
I'm pretty sure shiny is more of an attitude, the way you hold yourself.
Shiny is also local slang for the city folk.
Yeah.
But I just thought that because they called me extra shiny and because I've got all of this armor on, it might be a bit of a help to dull down its sparkle a little bit.
It's because you've got lots of metal and you're all clanky and you've got your bag.
Aye.
Even though you've got the bag of holding, you still have so much stuff out.
That's because I might need it.
Then why did we get the bag of holding, Tim?
Because
three frying pans?
Aye, you need one for eggs, and you need one for bacon and other meats, and then you need one for just in case you want to hit someone with a frying pan, and you don't want to use your egg one or your bacon or meats one because you might bend it. Well,
and that's shiny behavior.
I mean, I guess I don't have a comeback to that one. But I made them all myself, so, you know, it's fine.
She just carries around three cast iron frying pans because one of them might get bent.
Yeah.
They are cast iron frying pans.
She hits very hard. She hits very hard.
You've met Tanwin's character.
Yeah.
She's not wrong. She does hit very hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know that these pontoon boys saw our vanguards out here somewhere. But we don't know how long ago they saw them, and we don't know where they were going.
No.
I still think our best bet is to keep following their signs, but if we lose them at any point, do you actually know where this old man Montgomery's fishing hut is?
More or less.
Because it's haunted, so maybe that's where the
man walking on water was.
Aye, that's true. Could be somewhere around there. So we follow the diamond, and if we lose the diamonds, we try to find the fishing hut. How much daylight do we have left?
Only a few hours.
Okay, we got started a little bit later than I hoped. That's okay.
If you are able to find old man Montgomery's hut, that will be about as far as you'll be able to get.
Okay.
Maybe we should find a place to hitch the pontoon up and camp.
Are there many dry spots in this swamp? Okay, that sounded fantastic.
Old man Montgomery's hut might be the closest dry spot other than backtracking the 2-3 hours that you guys have been.
Oh, no. Okay, maybe we just make for that, and then we start fresh in the morning. I feel like that's the way to go.
Do you want me to roll survival to...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Doesn't matter. He already rolled it.
With advantage.
It is only 15.
15 is enough.
Nice.
It is a pretty infamous spot past the old gnarled trees that look like a witch's hand. In this clearing, there is this small hut with a little dock attached to it. It is so old, and it is covered pretty well head to toe in moss.
Mm.
As you guys are approaching, you notice there are several holes in the roof, and from the looks of things, several rotted out floorboards as well.
Ew.
But it is still mostly standing and is probably the best bet that you guys have for not just sleeping on the pontoon and risking things going wrong for sleeping on a pontoon.
Yeah.
Those are fine if you secure them.
And even though I will be awake, I am a weak boy and can only do so much. We'll head to the hut.
Yes, I'll hitch the pontoon to the dock and test it gingerly to make sure that it isn't just straight up rotted through and I'm not going to fall into...
Whilst the wood is soft, it is not breaking. It is a little springy, but...
Soft, not brittle.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you were to start jumping up and down, you'd probably fall through.
I'm not going to do that.
I would advise, with all your armor on the Tenwin, being extremely careful.
Oh, aye. It's not a great look to fall into a swamp in full armor when you can't really swim that well.
One would imagine not.
There's a non-zero chance that we'd have to be getting a new character in.
I will gingerly walk onto dry land.
The door is rusted and rotted off of its hinges. It is awkwardly hanging in the frame, limply attempting to pretend to be what it used to be.
Is there any evidence around the doorway of the vanguard being here?
No.
Okay. I would like to create my own mark, Dernier mark, which will be slightly different in a way that I'm not entirely sure, but it will be.
Yep. It's a circle instead of a diamond.
It's a circle instead of a diamond. There we go. Got it. And I'll just mark out that we've been here. And if they see that, then they'll know that someone else will be looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say... I know it's not going to be completely dark in there, but could you cast light on me anyway? I have a feeling we'll need it.
I'll get out a torch, and then I'll just... Is this a sconce or something to put, like, a torch?
There is a one wood where you could do it.
I'll put, like, a torch in there, and then I'll just cast light on the torch.
Okay.
And that way, you're not glowing like a beacon. But we still have light.
That's better.
And I'll keep refreshing it while these two are still awake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I can see in the dark.
You sure can. Would you like to go first, Magnus? It's a little bit, I don't know, maybe I should bring up the rear.
Well, I'm immune to ghosts now, so I'm not really that scared.
Okay.
And Magnus is just going to waltz on it.
He's really taken the swell.
Inside, it is small. It is about as small as the recording booth that we are currently at, so...
About 3x3?
Yeah, about 3x3 meters. There is a hole in the floor where there is a bed just teetering into it. That is actually the only hole in the floor. Everywhere else seems pretty stable, but there is a skeleton in a rocking chair
in the
corner.
No!
Old to the point where there's no meat on it. Though, at the same time, you're in the swamp. There's plenty of things that would eat the flesh off the dead body.
I'm going to prestidigitate
everything.
Enough that if we sit or lie down that we're not going to catch something.
Not going to catch swamp fever.
What are burial rites for the Ishigar area?
Honestly, Viking burial sort of deal.
There's a little boat?
Yeah, a little boat, put body in there, burn the body, because it's not really ground to bury people in.
Yep.
Though, depending on the person, they might just get unceremoniously tossed in.
And there wasn't like a little boat or dinghy or...
No, there was a rope attached to the dock with part of a hole attached to it. You get the idea that the boat rotted out ages ago. But there is also a little bedside table with a diary.
Oh,
I will test the diary to see how...
You might get sucked in, watch out.
I'll test it to see how stable the diary is, whether picking it up is going to turn it to dust or whatever.
It is strangely stable, but now that you look at it, it's magically treated paper. Like, you get the idea that this guy picked up a blank wizard's tome and used it as a diary.
So flick it open, start reading.
A lot of it is just day-to-day living, and then about halfway through, the old man starts mentioning strange blue lights.
Ooh.
There's passages like, it's been hard to sleep. Okay. Blue lights keep appearing, and sometimes they'll just appear and then disappear, and other times they will zip to and fro before poofing out of existence. Interestingly enough, this is all written in a charcoal pencil.
Written in common?
Yeah, yeah. And then in the margins, written in ink. Mm. Like, any time there is mention of these blue lights, in ink in these margins is will-o'-the-wisps, swamp lights, flames of Thelmor, again, Somebody has discovered this journal and hypothesized as to what these were, but didn't take it with them for one reason or another.
Interesting. Is this handwriting also in charcoal, or is it in like a pen? Or?
In ink.
In ink, okay.
Okay, I will mention all of this to Tanwin and Magnus.
All right, well, keep reading. Maybe he's talking about something else.
Anything else of note in there, or is it just the
last? The last entry, which reads as follows. I know what I saw. The other folk are sure that it's all just rumors and ghost stories, things people say for attention. But I saw the man who fell off his pontoon a few weeks ago climb out of the water and up a tree at unnatural speed. He saw me. I'm sure of it. I know I'm already not long of this world, but what little time I might have may be cut short. They are really coming back to life, just not as themselves.
Whoa.
Something's happening, and it can't be good.
I will again mention this to Tanwin and Magnus.
And underneath
it... Is that in pen or charcoal?
charcoal.
Okay.
In ink underneath it, ghouls. No question mark, no nothing, just ghouls.
I'm going to take the diary and put it in our bag of holding.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Because that's accompanying our report later.
Mm-hmm.
Or my report later, I should say. I'm going to go out and have a look at the sunken boat. How intact is it?
There's maybe the front quarter of it.
Has Magnus explained the burial rites situation?
Yeah, and Magnus is trying to set something up.
If I used mending, would I be able to get what's left of the boat? I'm not going to want to send it far, but would I be able to...
It is too heavily. If you had more of the hull, maybe, but it is just the front quarter of a personal rowboat.
Fair enough. I figured I would at least.
Yeah.
You know.
Can I use my smith's tools? Mm. I've looked them up. They've got nasty iron bullshit and hammer. It's not like a carpenter's tools, but I don't need it to hold together forever. Could I make a little raft out of what we've got? Just, you know.
Yeah, you could probably refashion the bed into something.
Yeah. If we work together, I feel like we'll be able to make a little raft, put his bones on the raft and sail it off.
Magnus is just looking for spare planks and...
Yeah.
Because you're just trying to send it off and have it sink pretty quickly, I'm not going to make you guys roll for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just needs to float long enough for the oil to...
Yeah, it is
catch the bones.
Rudimentary as anything. You can spend the time to make that.
Yeah. Float him out as the sun goes down. And...
Yeah, while you guys are doing all this, can I get investigation and medicine checks? One person can do...
They're checks, right?
Yes.
Okay, I can't help with that. But I've got a -1 to investigation and a 0 to medicine, so...
I'll do medicine, because I got a +3. You can investigate.
My markers gives me the thing to investigation, and I have +6 to it, so...
And I'll just hang out.
I will cast guidance on Magnus and myself. Okay. So that's another D4.
That is another D4.
18.
Nice.
Medicine.
Oh, boy. So that is 14 on an investigation check.
Is that with the 2D4?
Yeah, that's with the... I rolled a 4 on my 20.
Ooh. Okay, so 14 is enough. Floorboards in the hole where the bed was kind of teetering.
Yes.
Are broken inward.
Oh, so something burst up from... And underneath, is it land or is it swamp?
It's swamp.
Okay, gross.
And...
15 medicine?
I thought you said 18.
Oh, 18. Sorry, my bad.
18 medicine.
Yeah, no. There are claw marks on the bone around the jaw and the throat and like the
collar. So he was sitting in his rocking chair and he just got
something
in his throat.
Yeah, so if what you were finding is to be put together, something burst through the floor and then tore out.
Right.
Yeah, I'll share this with... Something came in. Yeah, the hole's not natural.
So you're thinking that he perceived the ghoul and the ghoul perceived him and that's why he died, so...
Well, according to the diary entry, he did say that the ghoul came out of the water.
Aye.
So it certainly amount of sense that after climbing up the tree, if he went back in the water, makes sense. So, yeah, that... Boy, am I glad I don't need to sleep.
Is there any way to tell how long this guy's been dead? I know probably not because he's bones and there's been things eating him.
If Magnus knew about it, then it would be like 15 odd years ago.
Yeah.
Or was the haunted rumors from when he was alive?
As far as you can tell, because you wrote a pretty good medicine check, he's been dead less than 3 years.
Okay.
Mm. Damn.
Magnus will share that.
Okay, that's concerning.
Yeah, you get the idea that the ghost haunting old Montgomery's hut was just alive old Montgomery being grumpy at kids keep coming to his hut.
Yeah, grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Which is entirely fair.
I moved out here to be left alone. Leave me alone, gosh dang.
Ooh, I'm a ghost now. Oh, spooky. So,
having a proper look at the place... Is nothing else? No, it was just the diary and the hole in the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Figured I'd do a quick check to make sure we weren't missing.
He lived a pretty aesthetic lifestyle.
Makes sense.
It's like a bedside table, like a small chest that from just the rotted scraps of clothing that are in there was where he kept his clothes.
Yeah.
By small, I mean it's the size of like a shoebox. He had maybe one other outfit.
Spare shirt. Spare pair of grots, spare pair of socks, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Wash them in the swamp, good as new.
You know what? I'm going to put the shoebox in the bag of holding.
Sure.
Ew. Get a stinky old...
What do you take Amadeus for? He's cleaning it first.
Yeah.
I see that now you don't have to carry things around all the time. You're getting the bug too. I approve, Amadeus.
Oh, no.
This is good.
Magnus is just looking at both of them in horror.
Look, might be useful.
What do you want his undie box?
Take coin pouch, put into shoebox, put shoebox in mega holding.
Oh.
That's where we're
money.
That's where we're keeping our treasures.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so
I think what I'd like to do is get ready for a long rest, mm-hmm. but I'd like to try and stay up to see if, obviously I do want to get a long rest, but I'd like to try and stay up to see if these mysterious lights do appear.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll bring out some rations. I don't think it's safe to put a fire here, set up a little sleeping zone.
Yeah, there is evidence that once upon a time there may have been a stove here. There isn't anymore. Not sure what happened to it.
I'm assuming looting at this point.
Oh.
Yeah, probably.
If it's an iron stove, someone probably, it's good metal.
Yeah, fair.
Tanwyn's like, I'd do the same. Melt that down, turn it into pitchforks.
Or another frying pan.
Or another frying pan, exactly.
Is Magnus staying up to try and see the lights as well?
No, Magnus is going to zonk.
Good night.
Cool. Can I get Magnus to make me a constitution saving throw?
Oh!
Oh boy.
Good fun. Saves. Woof, that is 8.
You cannot fall asleep. And around midnight, just out of the corner of everybody's vision, there's just a whoop. You guys hear it, and then the light first, and then the whoop, because sound is slower than light. And out the window, you just see this small blue flame just zip across the, like, a good meter or so above the swamp water, zip across 3, 4, 5 meters, and then just vanish.
Did you all see that?
I did, yes.
Given, that was pretty.
Given that I have dark vision,
mm-hmm.
do I notice any other details?
Mm.
I can only see black and white.
It is also producing light, so you can't see around it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Let me roll something.
A number was rolled.
Not the first time you were caught off guard by its appearance.
Understandable.
But the second time, with that thought in mind, the first one moved parallel to the building. The second one that appears moves towards you. It doesn't get very far. It only travels 2 or 3 meters before.
Okay.
Huh.
But you do see details amongst the flame of a screaming skull. Or like a screaming face. And I am going to need you to make me a wisdom save.
Oh, God. This is 6.
Well, you get an extra +3, but that's only a 9, so.
Despite not being able to sleep, you will be plagued by visages that haunt you. You will not gain the benefits of a long rest this evening.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
You will be able to gain the benefits of a short rest, but not a long rest.
Oh, no.
Well, thankfully, I didn't use any magic yesterday, but still, oh.
You will also need to make a roll against exhaustion.
Ew, yes.
Oh,
okay. Yes.
So is that now? Or?
I will get to that later. But yes, over the course of the next hour or so, just these balls of flame.
Do I recognize this as a spell or?
Give me an arcana check to try and recognize what these are.
No, natural one.
No.
If Amadeus describes to us what
if you're still up and I see Magnus tossing and turning, I'll be like, those are flaming skulls.
Huh. I will get either a religion or arcana check.
Yeah, good. Both are -1, so let's just go for it. Let's just do it.
Straight intelligence roll.
Boy, straight down the middle.
For a paladin.
Bam, 6. I don't know.
No.
Paladin, you are strangely untrained in religion.
Well,
they are freaky.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't want to look at them.
Yeah, and I think with religion, it's more like religion ability is more like an academic knowledge of religion opposed to
kind of a deep-seated belief.
Well, belief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it is a knowledge stat, not a faith stat.
Yeah.
The followers aren't critically analytical of religion.
I'm out of respect for Tanwyn, I am not going to comment on critically thinking.
Listen. Artifor is a big, huge, multicolored dragon and he looks really cool. What more do I need to know in order to believe in him? I believe in him. I've seen him, talked to him. He's got prismatic wings and he is really awesome.
He is an ally.
And he's my good friend and personal mentor.
But yes, I take it after the lights stop, Tanwyn goes to rest.
Yeah, she's been looking at them. She doesn't really understand what they are. She's given up and she's going to go to bed.
Can I get Tanwyn to make me a constitution saving throw?
Damn it. Yes, you can. I was like, I should catch Wash's will before I do anything, and I didn't. Natural 20.
You are fine.
I'm fine.
You go to sleep.
Basically. Honk shoe.
Good night.
You're asleep before your head hits whatever facsimile of a pillow you have.
She goes, I don't know what that is.
This is something for Amadeus to figure out.
Yep. Gone.
But yes, Magnus and Amadeus will not gain the benefits of a long rest.
Cool. Didn't need it.
And will both need to make me a constitution saving throw against exhaustion.
12 for Magnus.
10.
Either way, you both just succeed.
Nice.
So you are not
Hell yeah.
exhausted. Oh. If you fail to gain rest a second night, the DC will increase. The DC was 10.
You're both very lucky.
Yeah. You guys are basically riding on your second winds.
Yeah.
But the morning comes.
Tanwyn wakes up and she's like, oh, I slept really well.
You lucky son of a so-and-so.
It's just like, I've practiced a sleep in armor. This is barely an inconvenience. Like, you've been told off for sleeping in armor. It's just like, but I like sleeping in armor.
I like sleeping on the floor. It makes me feel safe.
All right. Oh, God, today is going to be a day.
You two look rough. Would you like me to fix your breakfast?
That would be nice. I
reach into the bag of holding and I pull out some rations. I go, there's no fire here.
Okay.
Was the fire on the breakfast. Old man still going? No.
No.
That wouldn't, sunk within like 10 seconds.
Even pragmatic heathen like me wouldn't cook breakfast on a corpse.
But what is charcoal if not the corpses of trees?
You know, that is a very interesting thing to think about.
I mean,
about.
Some people cook food over fires fueled by poop.
Aye, but not Tanwyn.
Not Tanwyn.
She said, no, no, no.
Amadeus looks like he's developing bags under his eyes, which is unusual for him.
Rough, you two.
Those lights were messing with me somehow.
I didn't really understand what they were all about, so I just went to sleep instead.
You lucky.
Tanwyn, simple brained.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong here.
Hey, no problem. Rough in here. It's like a steel trap. Nothing gets in.
Yes,
no new information.
That's what they mean by that.
Picking up the trail of the Vanguard again?
Yeah.
Actually, I look outside. Is our pontoon still there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I was keeping an eye on. Because if anybody.
May not have been getting any rest, but.
Just retroactively, you want to give me a perception check for the evening?
Sure, I can do that. It's a 12.
At one point, an alligator crawled out onto the pontoon and just slept there for a bit before going back to the water.
I spend a while just like, move, just trying to mentally compel it to move.
It's there for like 3 hours.
So yeah, outside of occasionally being distracted by the skulls of the still coming, it's just like, move.
I don't want to deal with you in the morning. Mm-hmm.
Go away. I reckon we go back to where we went off the Vanguard's trail and just try and get back on it, try to follow them again, try to get back to the diamonds and see what we can do. We're now, what, either 5 or 6 days behind them, so we'd better get going.
So we're about 6 days at this point.
Yeah.
I will trust your math on that.
Because we were 5 days behind them yesterday.
Yes, Sheriff Tom, Marjorie, said days kind of blended into one, but there were like 4 or 5 days since the Vanguard had.
So we're about 5 or 6 behind them at this point. So, yeah, we're just going to
truck along, really try and get some distance into the swamp today.
Yeah. As you guys are about to get onto the pontoon, you all hear I hope that did not blow anybody's ears out. I am sorry. That was an awful scream on my part. But yeah, you guys hear this horrid scream echo through the trees from deeper in the swamp.
I immediately scan the treetops.
Give me a perception check.
17.
In response to that scream, the wildlife goes crazy. Countless birds immediately take off into the air, and following that scream, there is just a hooting as these small red-footed monkeys start fleeing towards and around you guys, as you guys are in a clearing, so no trees for them to go to. The monkeys are about, say, like a forearm's length big, with red feet and black fur. And
Tanwyn's charmed by them. She's from the farmlands. She's never really seen monkeys before. She's like, whoa, oh, those are pretty cool. Magnus, I suppose you've seen the monkeys before, but look at them.
Yeah, they're kind of nasty.
Oh, no, they've got such sweet little faces.
What do their faces look like?
Cuter capuchins?
Yeah, I'm thinking capuchins.
They have a bad habit of hopping onto people's pontoons, biting them, and then stealing whatever is in their hands. More than one fisherman has lost their fishing rod to these little thieves. Or their fish.
Yeah.
Or their sandwiches.
Yeah.
A lot of people have lost sandwiches.
I can see that.
That is just their go-to tactic. Jump onto a pontoon, bite somebody's hand, grab
what they've got in it.
And they bung off.
I'm imagining a lot of people in this town have got little scars on their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do either of you want to take over the pontooning, or are you happy for me to do it?
If you want to do it, Tenwin, go for gold.
Oh, I had a good time yesterday. Made me feel useful.
You're always useful, Tenwin.
Oh, that's so sweet to hear. All right, get on the boat. We're not standing around giving each other compliments. Got
sure.
a job to do.
Sure.
She's very flustered at that. She's like, ee!
Yes.
Lay on, McDuff.
All right, yeah. I'll pontoon us. I'll pole us back to where we went off trail.
Yeah, you guys
yesterday.
Didn't go that far off trail. It's maybe 500 meters. It was a pretty clear shot off of the trail that you guys went. And yeah, it's strange. Now, after all the reactivity of the wildlife, everything goes silent.
Hmm.
There is no bird call, no hooting monkeys. There is the only sounds are just the pole and the pontoon moving.
Oh boy, that's not good.
It is eerily...
It's quiet.
Too quiet.
I was going to say that.
I was.
We've got such a good team going. We're finishing each other's sandwiches. Oh.
Oh boy.
Stupid joke.
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.